Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Experience Kills. My name's Cameron. I'm joined by Ben.
Hello, Cam.
Hello, Ben. Now, what if I said to you that I could take you for a ride down a lovely neon road listening to your favourite jams whilst I thrash the car from left to right at a... high velocity.
Okay.
because you have so wholeheartedly given me Music Racer on the PS4 to play.
Yes.
Now, on the one hand, it was fun. I had fun playing with it the first time. It kind of looks and feels like Tron mixed with a Guitar Hero. Because you get this world built around you as your car drives down this road, and you have to hit certain points as music plays, which, you know, like Guitar Hero, you have to hit these points at specific times. Now, on the PS4, you are given quite a few different variations in song, different tracks that have different beats, which obviously require you to move a lot quicker, or it'll be quite a relaxing one where you kind of just kind of meander down the road. Now, I've researched this quite a bit, and I'm a little bit kind of underwhelmed at this version, because what I've read online with, like, for example, this first came out on like PC, you could use your own music to that will automatically have the world built around you. And like the beats you hit will be your own music, but in the PS4 version you're given these random tracks that aren't pre-made for you, and
right.
I don't really like them at all. I don't like the techno beat and stuff like that. Like, if I could put in my own heavy metal and just thrash a car down the road, oh yeah, I'd love this. But I really didn't bond with it at all. It lost my peak and of my interest and everything very, very quickly. Now, it does boast that there's a lot of things you can unlock, different types of cars that have the kind of 80s era sort of cars, like Knight Rider and the DeLorean, those sort of looks. But it didn't... I felt no need to go on and like, oh, I need to unlock this car, you know, because it didn't do anything for the gameplay. It was just aesthetics.
Okay.
And so I was just left a bit kind of... meh about the entire experience.
Oh, that's a shame. I mean, that is the curse of these type of rhythm games when they come to console. I mean, another one I used to love on PC back in the day. Do you remember Audio Surf?
Yeah, rings a bell. Yeah,
that? Yeah, fantastic game, wasn't it? I mean, and another great example of a more recent one was Beat Saber, which of course is a VR rhythm game. And the PC version, it was like, yeah, you could map it to. I don't know if it was your whole library, but there was a lot of music that you could make it work with.
I have
PSVR
the PSVR
version. You can't, can you?
I do have the PS4 version, and it did lose its kind of gimmick after a while because there wasn't. Well, obviously, I had to download more tracks, but there was nothing like no specific albums from specific artists that I could really get other than Panic at the Disco, by the looks of things, and I'll be damned if I pay £5 to listen to Panic at the Disco. You will never make me pay to listen to Panic at the Disco, okay?
It's one of those things, isn't it? I mean, I take it Music Racer doesn't have any like licensed music in it. Then it's all like random
pre-made
stuff that
kind of techno
doesn't
vibes.
Exist.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And like the way you kind of steer the car as well, it is very janky. Like, you press left to move into the left lane, and like that's kind of it, you know. There's no kind of veering your car like the analog stick to sneak around the obstacles and stuff like that. It's quite literally there's something in my way, let me just move 20 meters to the left quickly, and that was it, you know. There is a little a couple of different game modes. There's a quite relaxing little zen mode, I will say, which thus plays the music and the car drives on its own down this like this little track that automatically kind of generates as you drive, and it looks kind of funky, and you can just enjoy the visuals for it, because the visuals are very nice looking, you know, like the kind of neon like disco groove thing going they got going for them that has different kind of key elements from like different cultures. Like you might have like Japanese Shinto shrine little teas that kind of pop up in different like regions depending on the elements of the music.
Okay.
And that was nice, but like it's a very nice screensaver, but that's kind of it.
Like, that's slight.
Yeah, I could put like my son in front of the TV and watch him like, well, he'll probably end up having a seizure of some sort, but you keep him distracted for 5 minutes while I sort something out in the kitchen. But that's the only interesting thing I saw about it. It was okay. Just a bit disappointing, unfortunately.
Just not a lot to it, the sounds of things.
Yeah, not a lot. I think that if they had some sort of access for you to download some music onto a USB stick to put onto your PS4, and then for that game to have access to that music, I think it'd be a different thing.
Mm.
But as it stands right now, there seems to be no sort of access to that.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's nice and cheap on PC, and you know, I thought I might give it a go at some point, and with my own music, to see if it is actually, if it's not just me being a grumpy old git. Just to try it out properly, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't get it on the PS4 for myself though. That's the only downside.
Fair enough. No, I mean it's one of those types of games. I mean, I'm a big fan of rhythm action games. I really liked Aero. Me and Richard are huge fans of that, and I really enjoyed Avicii Invector, which came out recently on consoles as well. But both of them had proper licensed music included. So I think that does mitigate some of the sort of issues with a smaller library if what you've got is quality and mapped you know, very specifically to the experience, where it sounds like this is perhaps more like a demo of the full game, which is what you'd get if you had it on PC.
That's kind of an apt description there. Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. Like, this is what you could be playing if you had it on PC instead. But either way, I get what they're doing, and like if it does look nice on PC, then obviously I will be happy to redact some of my statements. But I wouldn't have to rely on going, oh, I need to play the PC version instead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The version you played is PS4, and if that's not up to snuff in your opinion, then that's your opinion.
Yeah, I'm allowed, I'm entitled to it. Don't you go fighting me for it. So that was a quick one.
So that was another episode of Experience Kills. I hope you've enjoyed listening to that. As always, if you aren't able to watch the YouTube video, you can check out the podcast. We're available on all good podcast aggregating sites. You can also follow us on Twitter at Experience Kills, or you can even follow me if you really wanted to, at DIYE. Please give us a like and subscribe to the channel. That's literally, and I do mean this quite literally, all we ask for. So until next time, I have been Ben, and with me as the host for this episode, telling us all about Music Racer, was Cameron, but I think he's had to go and die somewhere. So until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye. It's only a light bit of coronavirus, Ben.